News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, several Irish families who have lost loved ones in the Chrysler explosion almost 2 years ago have called on the Irish government to set up a public inquiry into the tragedy. Dara Mackin, solicitor with Phoenix Law, representing the families, joins us now. Dara, why do we need a public inquiry?
The reality is, Shane, unfortunately, there are many, many questions that simply don't have answers. These families want the truth, and they want the truth now. The problem is that as we approach the two-year anniversary, very basic questions simply don't have answers, you know, such as what actually caused this explosion, where was the point of ignition? Those very, very simple questions that many people would take for granted, these families have already been provided, is very much a vacuum of information. And it's essential that now that a process is set up to ensure that, not one, that these families can get the truth, two, that they can ask questions that they have, and three, most importantly, that lessons can be learned. An incident like this never happens again.
All very valid points, and it's absolutely understandable that the families want questions answered. But isn't there a Garda investigation going on at the moment? How could there be a public inquiry if there is a Garda investigation ongoing?
That simply looks at the problem through the wrong end of the telescope. A Garda investigation is limited in scope. It looks simply and exclusively at criminal responsibility. That means that they are looking to see whether any criminal offences have happened. It's not their job, nor can they be criticised for providing answers, providing documents, giving these families a forum by which they can ask those questions and get those answers. And we've seen time and time again where an instance of public interest, such as the Creaslock tragedy, an alternative form is set up to ensure that lessons are learned.
I totally understand that, Dara. I completely understand where you're coming from. But my question is still the same. Like, if there's a Garda investigation going on, does a public inquiry not potentially prejudice that Garda investigation? Does it not run across that Garda investigation?
No, public inquiries have, by their very nature, the very tools to prevent any risk of prejudice. You know, we've seen a recent example, the Bill Keneally inquiry, whereby the chaired by Mr. Justice White, who ensured that a criminal justice process can run in parallel. And indeed, even a more apt example is probably the Grenfell inquiry, where these exact questions were considered: should we wait until the outcome of the criminal justice process? And the answer was simple: it's simply going to take too long. It's simply going to be too many years before families are given answers. So in those situations, public inquiries can and do indeed have the inbuilt tools to ensure that there's no prejudice, whilst at the same time ensuring that the truth is uncovered and lessons are learned, all meanwhile the criminal process and the criminal investigation continues.
I suppose the other point you mentioned about it taking too long, public inquiries, we know in this country it take years in many cases. We know what happens. People get lawyers involved. There are challenges to the High Court. Is that not inevitable that something similar would happen here and that the process would take a very long time?
No, not necessarily. The reality is that all comes down to terms of reference and how public inquiry can be set up. You know, like when we look at the example of the Grenfell, or we look at the Bill Keneally, two recent examples, we can see that when the certain restrictions are imposed and put in place and the terms of reference are set to ensure that the investigation is limited in scope to dealing with the issues of concern, there's absolutely no reason why a public inquiry can't take place and can take place quite quickly. And indeed, as we look at Grenfell, we've seen that the public inquiry took place long before the criminal justice process has concluded.
Okay. Just briefly, Dara, you've written to the Minister for Justice on behalf of the families. Have you heard back?
We haven't had a formal response as yet, but we're sure that the Minister will be cognizant of the pending two-year anniversary, and we hope to have a response in advance of that.
Okay, Dara Mackin, solicitor with Phoenix Law, representing the families. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. We're now joined by Hugh Harper, the father of 14-year-old Leona Harper, who lost her life in the tragedy. Hugh, thank you indeed for talking to us this morning. We really appreciate it. Can I ask you first to tell us a little bit about your daughter, Leona?
Good morning again. Thanks for having me on. Leona was a vibrant, bright, energetic 14-year-old girl. Loved life, had her future in front of her. And it surely must.
I'm sure I can't even imagine how difficult the last 2 years have been, Hugh.
The last 2 years, as time goes on, you would find some solace and peace, maybe. But actually, as time goes on, it becomes more difficult. Obviously, an ongoing investigation. We have no idea of the cause, why it happened. Was it preventable? We live with these questions every day. And coming into the second year anniversary now, we believe now this time, there's information that can be started to be shared with the families that won't harm a criminal investigation that's been run by the guards. And we need answers, and we're looking for them now rather than later.
Does the absence of those answers, does that make the grieving process even more difficult?
Yes, and I can give you a brief explanation why. Luna, at 14 years of age, went for a sleepover in Chrysler. She went to a shop to get an ice cream. And she didn't come out of that shop alive. We have sat and had a meeting with the coroner to understand and get the reasons surrounding the physical condition of Luna and what caused her death. Not the actual cause of the incident, but what her injuries were that caused her death. And from that, you have multiple questions that you just need to get answers to that won't be answered by a Garda investigation, pure and simple.
You want, you and other families want a public inquiry. Tell us how you feel that could help.
Again, we have a close relationship with Garda Síochána Síochána here in Donegal. We believe that they're doing a good job. But there is information that lies with the investigating bodies that can be shared with the families that will in time help us understand the days leading up to the event, that will give clarity to what exactly happened, as where a Garda criminal investigation is basically just looking for a culprit. There's more to the story than just somebody doing something wrong, somebody being to blame. And we need to know them answers.
I totally understand. You probably heard my conversation with Darragh Macken just before we spoke. Hugh, I did ask him the question. I know you're not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer either. I did just ask the question. Would you have any concerns about how that could impact on a Garda investigation? You're pretty satisfied that you could have both running in tandem.
Well, yeah, listen, we have multiple organisations here that are running this investigation along with the guards. They are working in tandem. Now, the guards are privileged to not give us information, and we understand that, and we're willing to work with that. But we have the likes of the Health and Safety Authority. We have an explosion expertise group that came from a foreign country. They will hold information that they can give us that will not prejudice this case. And there's also, just for a point of reference, all 10 deaths at this stage now, and have been for at least 6 months, are being treated now as a death at a workplace. To this date, I believe that the death tally held by the HSE that is in public information has not been updated to include the deaths of the 10 people in Chrysler. I have asked this question, why has this not been done yet? I haven't got any response. And that's just one of the questions that we have that we're not getting answers to.
Do you obviously feel particularly aggrieved about that?
I'm concerned that the update of that tally with the Health and Safety Authority has repercussions. Just from my understanding, when I go to work, if I want to go onto a building site, I have to sit and do a safe pass to qualify to get onto a site. in them shave passing meetings and training courses, you're always given a list of the previous year of the amount of people killed or injured in a workplace. And it's not a defining argument at the point, I understand that. But if that's not been done, and we can't get answers to why that hasn't been done, we have other questions that I'm not going to go into right now that we also need answers to. And
of course,
we feel that just haven't been done.
Hugh, just very finally, and thank you indeed for talking to us so honestly and so eloquently. But can I just ask you, you've written to the Minister for Justice.
Yes.
Dara Mackin said he hasn't had a formal response yet, but he's no doubt that that will come. If you could speak with the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, what would you say to her? What would you like to say to her?
Well, obviously I would have more time than what I've got this morning, but I would ask her to help us in our endeavours to find the truth, to find justice for our loved ones. I know that our remit for justice lies with the guards, but there's also other avenues that we can use to find out answers and to get answers. Now, we have asked a question in a guard meeting that was held for the families. If at any stage it's recommended there's no prosecution, how do we get the information that we can use with our legal teams to move forward? And we're told that we won't get this information. This will all be redacted. To me, this is not good enough. This is not suitable. Information that is of public interest should not be redacted.
Okay. Hugh, thank you so much for talking to us this morning. Hugh Harper there, the father of 14-year-old Leona Harper, who lost her life in the Chrysler tragedy, coming up to the second anniversary of that. Hugh Harper, thank you again for talking to us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.